Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the European Show. This is the second in our season, our series of season reviews, and this week we're doing La Liga. Unfortunately, Rebecca can't be with us today, but I am very pleased to say that I'm joined by one of the premier voices in Spanish football, writer, broadcaster, Biggleswade benefactor, and host of the Pure Football podcast, Guillaume Balaguer. Welcome to the show.
Hello, all. Thank you very much. What an introduction.
Can you tell I've been working on that for a while?
I thought it was just naturally coming to you, all these things. It sounded natural anyway.
I like you already. Now, we're going to be trying to squeeze everything that happened into quite a crazy La Liga season into about half an hour. We're going to be talking about Champions League places. We're going to talk about Europa League places. We're going to talk about relegation. Unfortunately, again, we're going to have to touch on it a little bit. And also a little bit about the Spanish clubs in Europe. And maybe, if we have time, a little bit about some of the players who might be interesting Premier League teams. And finally, we have our awards for best player, young player, goal of the season, manager of the season. So we've got all of that to come. But first, Guillaume, when I was putting together the agenda for this show, I had the feeling that there's not really been one outstanding team in La Liga this season. I mean, yes, Real Madrid have come back very impressively from lockdown. But if you look over the course of the season, we've seen a lot of their struggles, particularly up front with the injuries of Hazard, the form of Jovic, the antics of Bale. There always seems to be that soap opera element to Real Madrid. Barcelona have had their own struggles. Atletico Madrid have had times where they've not really been at the top. Am I being unfair? Do you think, has there not been one outstanding team?